Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. We're just having the best time in this 14th chapter of the Gospel of John, and I'm praying that you're being inspired to see everything that God is showing us in these verses. It's just one of the greatest chapters in this whole Gospel, and so I want to encourage you to go to the Scriptures on your own. We know that God is our true teacher, and He can teach you just as easily as He can me. And even though He uses people to teach His Word, it's truly Him that's our teacher and wants us to know Him. So we go to Him in prayers. We begin our study. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we're just blessed to have Your Word. We're blessed to have You with us. We're blessed to have the life that You've given to us, to be able to turn it back over to You and just follow Your ways. And so we bless You today as we begin this study. We ask You by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and then empower us to live according to that truth. We just want to bless You, God. That's our idea. So we do and ask all these things in Your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Show Us the Father. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 8. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. And in chapter 14 and verse 8 of his book, John shared how Jesus' disciple Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. Where we read, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. The verse reads, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. John began with the words, Philip said unto him, which means Jesus' disciple Philip, whose name means lover of horses, uttered, declared, and proclaimed, Lord, or one to whom a person or thing belongs, about which he has power of deciding, master, and the title given to God the Messiah, show us the Father, which means expose and give evidence and prove to us, the disciples of Jesus, the Heavenly Father God. John shared how Jesus, a disciple named Philip, desired for him to expose his Heavenly Father God to him and the other disciples. The verse goes on to say, and it suffices us. John continued with the words, and it suffices, which means, and showing the disciples that Jesus, the Heavenly Father, would be enough, satisfy, and make content us, or Philip and the other disciples. John shared how Philip told Jesus if he revealed the Heavenly Father to them, they would be satisfied and contented. When we think through John's words in this verse, we discover how Jesus' disciple Philip wanted Jesus to reveal his Heavenly Father to him and the other disciples. He thought this would satisfy their wonder about him. And Jesus will respond to him in our next verse. Jesus was God come in the flesh. You can see John chapter 1 and verse 14 for more about that. And when a person sees Jesus, they see the Father. God and Jesus are one. And those who yield to Him as their personal Savior and Lord will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. And those who are wise will be satisfied with the words of Jesus and surrender their lives completely to Him. Next time, John shares how Jesus asked, Have I been so long time with you, and yet you have not known me, Philip? So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.